This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Terry Metcalf, Plaintiff Appellant v. Florence Loreen Beard, et al. Anster, Defendants Respondents, decided May 14, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District, 1 in Division Terry Metcalf, Plaintiff Appellant, via NOM SD 38276, Florence Loreen Beard, et al., filed May 14, 2025, Defendants Respondents, appeal from the Circuit Court of Lawrence County. The Honorable David A. Cole, judge affirmed Terry Metcalf, appellant, brought suit against 4 government employees, collectively, the employees. 3 in their individual and official capacities, Nicole R. Galloway, Galloway, Pamela Allison, Allison, and Florence Loreen Beard, Beard, and 1 in her individual capacity only, Melinda McElroy, McElroy. Appellant sued the employees for malicious prosecution, negligence, and tortious interference with a business relationship. Appellant also sued Beard, Galloway, and Allison for injurious falsehood, and Beard alone for abuse of process and civil II conspiracy. 1. After 3 employees filed motions to dismiss and another filed a motion for judgment on the pleadings, 2, the trial court dismissed all of appellant's claims as to all parties and entered judgment. Appellant appeals raising 30 points relied on. Because we determine that appellant's claims against the employees are barred by sovereign immunity, official immunity, and the public duty doctrine, we affirm the judgment of the trial court dismissing appellant's claims, factual history, and procedural background. From 2006 through 2014, appellant served on the Board of Commissioners for the Buck Prairie Special Road District, the District, a road district and political subdivision of the state of Missouri, which maintains miles of rural road in southeastern Lawrence County, Missouri. He also owned and operated a business that provided services to the district, such as the rental of a dump truck and other equipment. Appellant's petition, which spans 36 pages, claims that Beard falsely told Lawrence County Sheriff's Department, LCSD, Detective McElroy, that there had been stealing 1 appellant, initially named Kay Leffingwell, as a defendant in the underlying case as well. However, on May 23, 2023, appellant voluntarily dismissed her from the case. Since Beard and Leffingwell were the only 2 defendants in the civil conspiracy claim, and civil conspiracy requires at least 2 people, Western Blueprint Co., LLC versus Roberts, 367 SW 3D 722, Mo Bank, 2012. We assume for the purposes of this opinion that appellant's dismissal of Leffingwell mooted the civil conspiracy claim as to Beard. 2, though a motion to dismiss and a motion for judgment on the pleadings are similar yet distinct motions, we treat them the same for the purposes of this opinion, as appellant has not raised any claims on appeal with respect to the trial court's failure to grant him leave to amend his petition after granting the motions to dismiss. See in Remarriage of Bush, 310 SW 3D 253, 260, Mo Appears ED 2010. As such, procedurally, these 2 different motions operate identically for the purposes of this appeal, 3 within the district, which led to what appellant characterizes in his brief as an attempted prosecution of appellant. Appellant also alleges that Beard initiated an audit of the district and of appellant, and purposely withheld documents from the Missouri State Auditor's Office. Appellant's petition claims that Galloway and Allison, both with the State Auditor's Office, knew or should have known they had an incomplete and inaccurate set of documents upon which to conduct their audit, but proceeded with the audit nonetheless. McElroy, according to appellant, released documents involved in the investigation of appellant to a private citizen and filed a false probable cause statement against appellant. Appellant sued Allison, an audit manager with the Missouri State Auditor's Office, Galloway, the state auditor for the Missouri State Auditor's Office, and Beard, agent, member, and commissioner of the district in their individual and official capacities. He sued McElroy, a detective with the LCSD, in her individual capacity. All the employees filed motions to dismiss, alleging, inter alia, that appellant's claims are barred by sovereign immunity, official immunity, the public duty doctrine, and failure to state a claim. 3. The trial court granted the motions to dismiss without explanation. This appeal follows. 3. Galloway and Allison are both from the Missouri State Auditor's Office and filed one joint motion to dismiss. Beard filed a separate motion to dismiss, and McElroy filed a motion for judgment on the pleadings. In their respective motions, all employees raised the issue of immunity, and certain employees raised failure to state a claim. While each of the employees did not raise sovereign immunity or official immune